come here a second. Stand up and show them the side of your mouth.
Yeah, look
right.
At
okay, look at the side of his mouth.
Marlon
He's
Brando.
Got a massive abscess. He hasn't had one word of sympathy
He's
today.
He's got an abscess in his mouth, right? He's got root canal. And he, Colin Murray, he's put 20 quid on the table for the first person who'll slap him.
It's just wrong. Come, Mike, hurry up.
Hello, sir.
Hello.
Hi, mate.
I just wondered if, during any broadcast of Fighting Talk or anything else you've ever done live, you've had any embarrassing moments where you've been chatting and then found you've still been being broadcast?
On air?
Yeah.
Oh. There's a... We've never had a Seinfeld moment.
Do you mean on this show or on anything?
Just anything you've ever done live.
I've got absolutely done. I'm working for BBC London, and I was at a League Cup tie, Aston Villa versus Crystal Palace. And I don't know, if you do when you do stuff for an internet stream, it kind of sounds different.
Yeah.
And you don't really know when you're on and when you're off. You know, on the radio, you kind of have this feeling. So we come to half-time, and I'm assuming we've gone off. Do you know what I mean? Why would you keep the internet stream up? So almost immediately after the end of the first half, I lean across to the fella I'm working with, and I say, do you know what this is? This is a in between two... in between two teams. It took less than 5 minutes for the first complaint to arrive at BBC London.
Oh.
But I did realise that something had happened. So what I did, after the game, I've like trotted up, and I knew Simon Jordan, our friend Simon Jordan, a little bit. I said, Simon, I've had a bit of a, you know... And I said, to be fair to him, I said, I've had a nightmare on the... Because it was going out live on the Palace website as well as on the BBC London website. So I said, and to be fair, it was a game. So I've gone to Simon Jordan, I've had a nightmare at half-time. And he's gone, what did you say? So I said, well, Simon, I said, this game between two teams. And he looked at me for a long while and he went... Fair comment. So I thought, that's all right. And I went home with a clear conscience because I thought that's where it will end.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When I used to do a show on GLR,
there's
something for the young people. I used to do a Sunday night show on GLR. It was 10 o'clock at night till 2 o'clock in the morning. No one was listening. No one was in the building. Genuinely, nobody cared. You could do what you want. You could really do it. You couldn't swear, but you could do it. And you could have all these... And I got a phone call from the manager of the newly reformed Edgar Broughton band, right? Who were a big old hippie band from the 70s. And they said, they're playing. And I said, bring them in. Oh, yeah, they can come in and play live. And in GLR, you used to have the studios upstairs. And downstairs, there's a little studio. And they went downstairs and set up the stuff. And I said, OK, we've got a real treat for you now. The Edgar Broughton band, they're back, reformed, Edgar and Steve and Vic and Art. And they're going to be playing for us, doing a live session. So right now, that's it, Edgar Broughton band. And turned up. And they started, and about 2 minutes in, I thought, this is ghastly. It was the most horrible, ghastly, old hippie shit. And I said to Ray Paul, the producer, I said, did they say how long this was? And he went, 12 and a half minutes. We sat there for about 3 minutes, and I suddenly thought, they're in the basement.
They don't know.
They don't know. No one's listening. So I just suddenly faded it down. So there you go, the Edgar Broughton band. Okay, and he called, and they carried on playing for another 9 minutes.
So, very good. Right, we're going to have to leave it at that because we get kicked out of the room.
Are you going to go?
Yeah, yeah.
What?
What's coming in? Just a minute. Has Nicholas arrived?
Right, I'll be glad not to see this box for about 2 months. It'd be nice, won't it? Have a wee
break. Oi, don't talk to Charlie like that.
Right, thank you so much for coming down. We'll see you in August.